50. The first mistake in education is to separate learning from the body of the earth. The second mistake is to separate learning from the body of the student. The third and most serious mistake in education is to separate learning from the sustained observation of the workings of the mind itself as it learns to learn. Master the complex to teach the simple. Teach the simple to master the complex. 52. Lifelike mechanical simulations of outward patterns of movement do not mean that we have necessarily understood or discovered the inner workings of the generation of organic form. The computer programmed to make a rubato while performing Bach does not do so because it is actually listening, or because it has perceived the rubato's meaning within the movement of the piece as a whole. Nor have the stunningly beautiful computer displays of fern-like fractals necessarily captured the essence of the fern's inner formative movements. What the program programs is the intellect manifest in past performances. What it necessarily leaves out is listening itself, or intelligence, which is not of the past, but always now, of the present moment. 53. Listening is never second-hand. Creative tradition never repeats. The works of the past can only be discovered afresh by ears made vigorous and young by the challenge and the wonder of the new and unknown. 54. Second-hand world. Every mechanically reproduced image of a natural world, whether it be the photograph of a flower or the recording of a violin, must to a certain extent be recomposed by the viewer or listener in order to bring it back to life. The truer the reproduction, the less we will have to do this. Ironically, this is rather like healing the image, which of course constitutes a profound reversal of how, in the thousands of years we have walked the land as a species, the sights and sounds of nature have generally, without any special effort on our part, soothed and comforted us. This largely unconscious ability to make the image whole does, however, presuppose a long-standing intimate relationship with the original, or at least a certain familiarity with, for example, actual plants or real acoustic instruments. Tragically, children who are for whatever reason denied this primary relationship with things natural can only with great difficulty recreate pictures or sounds in this way. Theirs has become, in part, a second-hand world of ghost images projected on the proverbial walls of a high-tech cave. 55. We shape the world, and the world shapes us. After killing the river and building the dam, we quickly lose the sensitivity of ear that once heard the music which is now no longer there. Children who grow up in a world of straitened and muted rivers will themselves never know that no one ever taught them how to sing. 56. Spring of learning. For the child, the journey from the spring of learning, single, clear, free-flowing braid, to the vast complexity of the distant sea is the journey of a lifetime. The teacher is the one who returns, both to safeguard the source of the spring and to hasten the children on their way. Deficits. All agree that spending more than we earn is a bad thing. Why then allow wasting more than we clean up? Who shall deal with the debt of alien artifacts we leave behind? 58. Zero pollution, 100% recycling, zero war. Begin with the work of cleaning up the thought which thinks it's not necessary, then the one that says it's not possible. 59. To protect the beautiful, study the ugly. 60. Keep your knives sharp. Laboring with a dull knife's edge is like having to think hard with bad ideas. 61. Essential art. The question of which musical body we consider primary, that of the large orchestra or the smaller instrumental ensemble or soloist, is related to the similar question in literature of which form we see is more important, the full-length novel or the shorter poem. In both cases, I would argue for the latter. This is perhaps especially so in times of metaphysical crisis such as the current era, because economy of means allows for and strongly encourages both the cleaning up of waste and the clarification of essence. 62. Concerts. Every concert is a poem, every poem a concert. 63. The only thing that's worse than the fragmentation of music and poetry is when we in fragmentation try to unite them. 64. Entertainment gives us the powerful illusion of passion, of risk, of great adventure. Creativity, even though it depends upon and is characterized by the reality of those very things, does not give them to us for free. It does, however, instantly turn off the illusion. 65. Questions open the door to the unknown. Tests shut it. Tests only demonstrate the failure of the one who tests. 66. A sound natural limit in any system is when there is no contradiction or conflict between what does and what does not happen. 67. Concerts. A concert without a premiere is like a wedding without a bride. 68. Powerful expression in the arts is channeled by invisible yet equally powerful natural limits. The mystery of limit is that we never see it, and yet it guides every step of creativity's dance. Who has not marveled at the clear sound of rushing mountain water? And yet the rocks that bind together the movement remain silently in the background, ever more polished, ever more serene. '69. Determination, diligence, devotion, three guiding lights in the constellation of the arts. Determination has me complete each work, even when I'm sure I have failed. Diligence has me give every detail an abundance of attention, even when fatigue tells me it will make no difference. Devotion is the love energy which sustains the whole, even when doubt tells me there is no one else who cares. '70. A mistake is a mistake repeated. Even the best of performers can make a habit of practicing, sometimes for years, the wrong notes. '71. In music, the voice roots the instrument in the sense of the text, and the instrument carries the voice beyond the literal world of everyday discourse. Few are the more basic of unities. '72. There are those artists who transform the string of precious stones which is melody into mere black marks on a page. And there are those artists who transform the black marks on a page into a string of precious stones. Music is the difference. '73. In the arts, we may easily be misled by a work's surface appearance, and therefore only belatedly awakened to its deeper and perhaps more questionable metaphysical or spiritual source. It's like the water of any large city. At first it may seem perfectly clear, refreshing, but after a while we may come to sense the drop of poison which has been added to keep us from getting sick. '74. Once there is difference, there is complementarity. Once there is complementarity, there is movement. Art happens in the balance thereby created. Sometimes we look for art where there is intense activity, either on the performance stage or in the political arena. But how frequently we come away disappointed because of the lack of any movement of a significant kind. Despite the camouflage of all the noise and commotion, as well as the allure of the superficial sophistication which comes with complicatedness and unnecessary difficulty of every description, we feel somehow cheated because what is happening makes no real, that is, relevant difference.